Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello. Yeah, you settle in.
Thank you.
You really settle in there.
I've got a nice seat today in the Football Land meeting room. Ready for another meeting. To design the world's first and biggest
and
football theme park.
Yeah, football rides that go in that. That's what we do. That's our bread and butter.
Absolutely. And we start off with $1 billion to create a theme park for football in Qatar. You're the treasurer. How much money have we got left? I think we're still around 900 million, no?
I'm the intern.
Yeah, but you've been entrusted with the laptop that's got the spreadsheet on and the bank account. How much money's left?
900 million.
Great, 900 million. So we've still got 9/10 of our budget to design.
That is exciting.
Quite a sweet theme park. So,
although there is a question of where has that 100 million gone? Because we...
R&D, mate. R&D is so expensive. Mm. Honestly, you wouldn't believe it. The departments spend a lot of money on R&D and £100 million, you know.
And that sweet throne you're sat on today.
Yeah.
Good.
And my gold chair.
Yeah, could explain a few things. All right, let's get on with it.
Here's a jingle. All right, then. All right, Ryan, you got an idea for a football-themed ride at Football Land. What's your football-themed ride?
Yeah, this isn't... It's not a ride.
Right.
It's like a game.
Okay.
It's like a contest.
Okay.
It would be well situated next to the Ben Shitlight Beckham.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those. Sort of a contest game. It's called Danny Drinks Water.
Right.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
I am.
This is a bit of a lazy pitch, right?
Yeah.
But actually... It's a little known fact, and this is true, 100% true, that Danny Drinkwater, so sick of the nickname he was given as a child.
Right, which was?
Drinkswater.
Oh, not Evian or something.
No, no, I don't think they were that witty.
God, at least he wasn't called like Drinksy.
So, because he was called Drinkswater, he actually taught himself to be able to drink copious amounts of water.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just in case people went, Drinkswater. Or, you know, like, what's Danny drinking? Stupid question. You know, the type of stuff that child banter.
Yeah.
He would get really serious and he would stare the other child down and he would go, come on then.
Yeah.
Let's drink some water.
Weirdest Western threat ever.
Yeah. And the other kid would be like, oh yeah. He's like, right then, come on. You think it's funny? Let's get some water.
God, mate.
I will
Danny,
drink.
Just chill for fuck's
He's
sake.
Not like, very chill.
Let it go.
He's not a very chill guy. It explains some of the kind of training ground bust-ups and stuff.
Yeah, because they would keep telling him to drink water.
Yeah.
Or he just made everyone else drink water.
Yeah. And so, you know, he got so good at this.
Yeah.
He could literally drink water till the cows came home, right? And other kids would be chugging and he would be like, have the hand on the bottom of the glass like that. He's finished his glass.
Yeah.
He's on his ninth.
Yeah.
And the other kid's on like his fourth. He's like, come on, you think it's funny? And he's just tipping this water into this kid's mouth and the kid's, you know, starting to
drown
and
being waterboarded. Yeah. Johnny drinks waterboarded.
Yeah. And so this game is exactly that.
Yeah.
It's a booth where you go up and you challenge Danny Drinkwater to see who can drink the most.
Okay.
Now, it would be unfair if it was water.
Yeah.
Because Danny's been doing that his whole life, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like, you know, he was made... for this game.
Yeah.
So he's going to win hands down if that's the case, right? So I think that you can bring your own drink.
Okay.
Right. So whatever you're really good at drinking,
challenge
Danny to drink that. Now, this could go in a couple of directions. Uh-huh. So Danny could drink the water and you drink the same, you drink the equivalent of your drink. So,
right.
You know, you might be from Scotland. It's probably going to be iron brew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it soft drink only or?
It can be, oh no, it could be any drink.
Right.
Right. And that's where this comes in. Would it be good if Danny drinks the same as you?
Okay.
Or is it just like for like?
Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, Danny does have an unfair advantage.
Yeah. Let's get him off his home turf.
Yes. But he is volatile. So
I think if you're going to challenge Danny Drinkwater, bearing in mind his history of like what you've just described, you would get him off. You would turn up with gin.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Danny drinks gin. Come on then, mate. And you challenge him to shot after shot.
You're a braver man than me. I'm not saying Danny drinks anything in front of Danny drinks water.
Okay.
I mean, in fact, I've just said it.
But is that not like a red rag to a bull? And sometimes in bullfighting, that's exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, you want to get him off balance. Maybe, that's a good tactic. Maybe, yeah. But let's keep that to ourselves.
Okay.
Because we don't want to give people an advantage to this.
Yeah.
And that's, in essence, this game. So whatever you're like, you know, if you're from the Southwest and it's cider.
Cider, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so, right, Danny, you want to drink some cider? And he's like, it's just raging.
Yeah.
Because it's not water. And it's also
Can he be sat on a Premier League bench while this is happening? So he's mocked up on
Very
a dugout,
so.
In a dugout. So he's sat on his own in a training bib. Mm. With full kit on, but just training bib. So he's like watching, and maybe behind you, there's a 90-minute sort of simulated game going on behind you. So his eyes constantly darting along. He's constantly looking over in the corner of his eye to the manager to see if he's getting the nod to start warming up, but it doesn't come. And this is kind of like during the imaginary game, you're coming up to him and challenging him to various drinking games.
Yeah.
And the irony, of course, being that once, say, you've challenged him to down 12 gins, but he drinks you under the table, that's when the manager gives him the nod to go on, and he's too pissed to actually play. Yeah.
And if you've seen Danny drink
the ultimate tragedy
play in the last couple of seasons.
Yeah. He plays for Reading now, and he's doing a blooming good job for them.
Oh,
he's doing excellently. Oh, yeah. I don't want to say he's found his level.
I was just about to say he's found his level.
No, I think he's just been unfortunate. He shouldn't have left when he did the club at Leicester. Yeah. Bit like Steve Sidwell, funnily enough, also from Reading.
Yeah.
But if you got Danny Drinkwater to down a drink of your choice, just for fun, you could choose any drink in the world. It could be quite fun for people of different nationalities to bring their own national drink to the table.
Yeah.
And just watch how Danny downs like sake.
Yeah.
Or raki. Or other drinks ending in aki.
Yeah, people from London could bring Perrier.
Yeah. Or London Pride. They do like London Pride.
Yeah, London Pride.
Yeah.
You know, Nuki Brown Ale.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful. It'd be a celebration of fluids.
They do like ginger beer in America.
They
root
do.
Beer.
Root beer. Sarsaparilla.
Yeah. Sarsaparilla.
Do you want a sarsaparilla?
And in Wolverhampton, gravy.
Yes.
They do drink gravy.
Yeah.
In industrial quantities. And Danny Drinkwater drinking gravy. And perhaps you do get to change his name to your drink instead of water.
Yeah.
If you beat him.
He's Danny Drinks Gravy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd be up for that.
And he has to have that on a shirt.
Yeah.
And so if he does ever get the nod,
commentators get called him by that name.
Yeah,
he's full of gravy.
The stadium announcer goes, you know. At entering the pitch, it's Danny Drinks Racky. And I think, I don't know what else we really need to add to this. I think it's one of those where it's like, you know, it's a very simple, it's a very clean.
Do you know what it feels like? It feels like a side quest in an RPG game.
Ooh.
Where you're like walking into a little village in, you know, in the medieval setting, or if it's Fallout in a post-nuclear setting.
Yeah.
And you see this man sat at a dugout on his own, and you trigger a conversation.
Yeah.
And you go up and play a mini game.
It might have his name above
the bench.
The bench, you know, it's the Danny Drinkswater game.
Yeah.
And you just accidentally pronounce it wrong.
Yeah.
Because you've never really seen the name.
And that triggers him.
Yeah, you've never seen the name Drinkwater before. Yeah. This is such an odd, where would the origins of that name come from?
Yeah.
And that's the irony with Danny Drinkwater, is that his family name means Drinkswater.
Yeah.
And the S just got lost over time.
Yeah.
And his great, 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 great grandparents were just mad for drinking water.
Yeah.
They were like camels. They would drink water for the village.
Maybe he is descended from camels. Maybe they were actual camels.
Yeah, well, they kind of, maybe, I mean, I wouldn't want to, definitely don't want to trigger him in that way, but
no.
That, you know, almost like they're like a portable well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would send Danny Drinkwater's, you know, great, 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 great grandparents off to a water source, really drink it up, and they'd hold it in all the way back, and then they would bring it back up.
Yeah.
You know, like a baby, like a bird.
Like a bird feeding their babies, yeah. Regurgitate water all over, you know, a family to drink.
That surely can be the only origins of that surname.
I think so. And also you're forgetting, Ryan, that ninjas in Japan, in feudal Japan, they had various tricks that they'd sort of built ancestrally. And one of the tricks was to find out where water was.
Yeah.
They would keep a grasshopper in a box and not let it drink for a while.
Oh.
And when they needed to find out where the nearest water source was, they would let the grasshopper out of this matchbox and it would instinctively hop towards the nearest water source.
Oh.
So so maybe there could be grasshoppers going towards Johnny Drinkwater. Maybe everyone else on the bench is a grasshopper.
Yeah, or those water diviners with their funny rods.
Yeah, but I'd like to see Danny Drinkwater just being challenged to drink water. But he's covered in locusts. Like, he's just covered
Dehydrated
locusts. Yeah. And they're waiting for the next sip. And when you challenge him to drink water, he's hoping it's water.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way these locusts will get off him. But if you challenge him with iron brew or sake or raki or the other akis, the locusts get angry.
Yeah.
And they will stay on him.
Yeah.
So he's like he's cursed. By the fact that he hates being called Danny Drinkwater, but he's gagging for water just to get these fucking locusts something.
Yeah. And it's also the only thing he's really very good at.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a vote.
Okay, all right, then let's vote on that. So all those in favour of Danny Drinkwater, the challenge Danny Drinkwater to drink stuff game, in football land, say aye after three. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations, lovely. Ryan. Yes. Congratulations.
I just want to make Danny happy.
Mm.
Just what is it that you want to do? We want to go football land. And we want to have a good time.
Okay, we haven't got a patron this week because we got a special guest coming up.
Yes.
So.
But we've got one. You've got something.
I've got something. An emergency idea.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, it's not an emergency. It's just an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
don't
just
do
an idea.
Down.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. It's called Cluffles Truffles. Okay.
Okay.
Cluffles
yeah.
Truffles.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, we don't yet have a pig farm or a wooded area on football land yet. Have a quick look through the archives if we've got a pig farm truffle-based...
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
everyone
loves pigs.
Yeah, yeah.
They're intelligent. You know, remember how popular Babe was as a film?
Yeah.
And Babe 2, Pig in the City.
Pig in the City.
Now,
we don't have
everyone
a pig farm,
loves truffles, okay?
Mm.
Everyone loves Brian Clough and Nigel Clough, the managers.
Yeah.
Okay? Nigel Clough to a lesser extent, but he was a great footballer in the way that his dad wasn't. His dad was a great manager. Nigel Clough was a great footballer, but also a 6 out of 10 manager. So, it's a pig farm. And it's in the pig farm. It's a tree area, forest, you might call it.
Like
so we're gonna have to import a lot of French trees,
like acorn trees,
truffle forest trees.
Yeah.
So wherever truffles grow, We get those trees. We import them in.
Yep.
No problem importing trees. I just don't think you can import soil into different countries.
Yeah.
Soil bad, tree good. Okay.
Yeah, that's on the visa.
That's on the that's it. Customs.
Yeah. Customs.
Soil bad, tree good.
Yeah.
And we modify these pigs so that they're rideable, tame pigs.
Yeah, pigs are pretty rideable anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes pigs get violent.
Right.
You know, celebrities, they basically have a pet pig, yeah, like a piglet.
Yeah.
Carry it around with them, and then when it becomes unfashionable to do so, they just fuck it off.
Yeah.
We take those pigs.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're used to being around people.
Right.
They're used to being pampered.
Yeah.
And they're used to being Instagrammable.
Yes.
Okay. Now they're bigger. They're not so Instagrammable, but they can serve us a purpose.
Yeah.
By being ridden and searching for truffles.
Yes.
These pigs are a bit of genetically modified or a bit of work done.
Yeah.
I'm talking plastic surgery to make these pigs look exactly or close to as a pig can look in the face.
Yeah.
Of Nigel Clough and Brian Clough.
Yeah, nice.
So you're riding a pig that looks like Brian Clough.
Yeah.
And your friend,
yeah,
or whoever's next on the ride, if you don't have any friends, is riding a pig that looks exactly like Nigel Clough.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Now, think about their attributes, okay? Brian Clough the pig, we want to engender a sense of arrogance,
yes,
a sense of competition, a sense of bloody-mindedness with this pig.
Yeah.
Okay, a genius, but a flawed genius, I might say.
Quite witty.
Witty. Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, witty pig.
Witty.
Very witty pig.
Very good at a put-down.
You know, you have the feeling with this pig that if you rub it up the wrong way straight away, you are fucked.
Yeah.
You know, you're not getting back in league with that pig.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Nigel Clough, the other pig, he will be more athletic. He's got his playing days behind him, so he's going to be faster, but he's not going to be as cunning.
More affable.
More affable, yeah. But probably less tactically minded.
Yes.
Not disparaging Nigel as a manager, but I'm comparing him to his dad, who was one of the greatest football minds that the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
So you and your friend are tasked with sniffing for as many truffles as you can in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're riding these pigs. They're safe to ride, as we've said.
Yeah.
And you've just got to collect as many truffles as you can around this wooded area as possible in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've finished, slap that pig. Thank you. You know how farmers show affection. I'm not talking about sex. They show affection to livestock in ways that feel a bit too violent for us domestic pet owners.
Yes.
So they'd slap a cow like really hard, and you're like,
Do you like this cow? If you slapped a cat that hard,
it would kill fully
across the room.
Yeah, you would never see you again.
Yeah.
But they slap a pig in a way that you're like,
thick skin.
Yeah, thick skin.
They've got to hide.
It's like they're psychotic in a way, these farmers. Like, why are you hitting an animal that hard, but it seems to be okay with it? And it is going the way you want it to go.
Yeah.
So you can slap a pig, thank you.
Yeah.
And slap it harder than you'd slap a cat.
Oh, I think that's why I prefer a bigger dog over a littler dog.
Really?
Because you can give a big dog a bit of a pat on the bum.
Yeah, yeah.
And they quite like it. They do that. It's almost like you find its tickle spot.
Yeah.
And also you can get a big dog in a headlock.
Yeah.
And have a bit of roughhousing with a big dog.
And with a pig, you can push it around and smash it.
Yeah.
And it still likes it. So, you know, all I'm saying is, at the end, when you're saying thank you,
really,
don't be afraid to give it a bit of a welly.
Thump that
and
pig.
Like, this is an animal rights thing, aren't you? Know, like, I'm very animal rights, like, focused.
Yes.
But when it comes to pigs in a theme park, I'm just going to let the ride goers, you know, slap it, thank you.
Now, these truffles. are we talking, are they chocolate truffles? Or are they
mushroom truffles?
Yeah, the smelly truffles.
Oh, I think if you took a pig from a Hollywood celebrity and set it down and let it forage for anything it wanted, I don't think truffles would be top of its list.
No,
I think chocolate truffles would probably be up there for a pig nowadays.
I think so.
Today's pigs, they're a softer bunch. You can slap them, thank you. But let's let them have chocolate, for goodness sake.
Exactly. And the other thing is that, you know, people Very complimentary of pigs that find truffles.
Yeah.
They're like, well done.
Yeah.
Have you ever smelled a truffle?
Yeah.
It fucking stinks. Like, if you're not finding a truffle, what the fuck are you doing?
Something wrong with you.
I could sniff out a truffle.
Yeah.
Stick me in a forest.
It's an excuse to find
a truffle.
Farmers who do truffling, it's an excuse to slap a pig.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they have them, because they could sniff them with their own nose or use a dog, which is cheaper, for goodness sake.
Yeah, well, some of them do use it. I mean, I ordered a pizza and it came with truffle oil on it.
Oh.
It was a takeaway pizza. We smelt it coming.
Yeah.
Employ me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to let it in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt sick.
And in the heat of Qatar, imagine that in 50-degree heat.
Yeah.
That is going to be an appalling stench. Now, the only problem you've got with 50-degree heat is chocolate will melt.
Yes.
But, you know, you could make the floor like an ice rink. So these pigs are sliding about.
Was there a scene in Babe 2, Pig in the City, where Babe goes to
an NHL game.
He went to
watch the New York Islanders.
Yeah, so I think they're adept on ice.
Yeah, they can grip ice, and the chocolate will not melt.
I was thinking army chocolate or space chocolate.
Yeah, space chocolate.
It's the kind of chocolate that, you know, you try it once and you're like,
space chocolate.
But it will stand radiation, you know.
And maybe it could just be any of that space food they have that you get from NASA, from the Science Museum.
Yeah.
So it could be space, like beef bourguignon.
Oh, have you had that?
Space risotto.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Why are they having shit food in space?
Yeah.
Why not have like a ready, like I'm sure.
Or let yourself go. You've been in space training for, you know, your whole life.
Yeah.
Then fuck it. Like, don't hold back. Take a whole tin of roses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, go mad. Like, you're in space. Who's going to tell you no? Like, if Mission Control...
You're weightless, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, if Mission Control's going, John, can you stop eating the roses? Eat the beef bourguignon. You're like, I don't even like beef bourguignon on Earth.
It's horrible. No one likes beef bourguignon.
I don't want to suck a tube of beef bourguignon. Like, give me a tin of roses. You know what I mean? Like, give me a multi-pack, a multi-pack of Mars bars.
Give us a McDonald's apple pie.
Oh,
they're designed to be indestructible.
Exactly.
Why are we having stuff out of packets? It's the 21st century, NASA.
Yeah, man. Like, NASA, why has everything got to be in a foil tube?
Yeah, why does it have to be so fancy and scientific? You know, it's not like the space food is going out to the moon with you.
No.
It's not like you're taking the space food for a walk. It's in an environment where you are too, admittedly floating around, but it's not like the pressure is so that you can't even like open a blooming tin of peaches.
Look, we've all been on a train with a really full cup of tea and managed to keep all of that tea in the cup.
Yeah.
Now, if you're telling me that you can't keep your food in the container that it comes in space, then you've never been on a pangolino.
No, and you've lost my vote.
Exactly. And so I'm not sure how we got onto this.
No, but I think it's ready to vote on that basis.
Well, right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a vote on that then. All in favour of Cluffles Truffles, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Aye. Well, it's a no-brainer.
And we've fixed
space.
Yeah, we've fixed space. We've saved NASA, I reckon, at least a couple of mil. Just have a pot noodle.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We've got a guest.
We've got a guest. We've got a guest. Yeah.
But we need to call them. They're not here.
So me and you,
uh-huh. We need to, you know, like an 80s film.
Yeah.
Where there were shrink people.
Okay.
And you get injected into the body. Need to shrink down now.
Yeah.
Because we've got to go on a journey into Zoom.
Okay.
I think that's how Zoom works.
Let's go. Ryan, we're in a different room now. We're in our talking to a guest room.
Did you make it? I went into a little pipe. Did you go in the pipe?
It's a pipe. No, it's a pipe. It is a pipe. We're in a pipe. And third man in the pipe with us is Chris Hewitt, the film critic from Empire magazine. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I'm so glad to see you guys. I've been in this pipe for a long time.
Yes.
I was in the wine vinegar testicle, and I found an opening.
Yeah.
And that opening went into a pipe, and then I was really, really happy because I felt like Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
For a long, long time, and I was feeding myself on mold, but then I got stuck.
It's the Dean Windass windpipe. We've constructed out of polystyrene, and it's actually like what they don't do at Madame Tussauds, because they're lazy. They only focus on the exterior. We like to focus on the interior.
Are you piping in wind from his ass?
Yes. Yes. And he's about 300 miles away in Hull. Right, Chris, tell us your idea and we will scrutinise it.
Anthony, I'm so excited about this. Cool. I am a theme park nerd.
Oh, really?
I went to Alton Towers, no word of a lie, for my stag do 10 years ago.
Did you overnight at the hotel?
I did stay overnight at the hotel.
Did you find day two there was not quite as much to do as you'd expected, considering it's the size of Disneyland Paris?
Day two was disappointing, I'll be honest. Day one was everything I had dreamed it would be. We went on all the rides, you know, the big rides, the rides whose names I can't remember. And then we had dinner that night, me and my friend. And then we stayed over in the hotel.
Yeah.
Then the next day I had planned for us to go to Splash Landings, which is the Alton Towers water park. However, I didn't realize what Splash Landings was when I booked the ticket. And so I have in my head this image of Splash Landings being this huge football land-esque park.
But it's not water sports, isn't it?
It's awful. It's inside. It's basically just a glorified slide. And it was full of children. And me and my friends rocked up and we looked, quite frankly, very dodgy. And we decided to get out of there as quickly as we possibly could. And we went to play crazy golf instead. So it wasn't the best Splash Landings, but that has inspired me for my ride, because I had loads of ideas for this. I really did. I'm a theme park nerd, and I've always wanted to design a ride that has a chance of killing you randomly.
Great.
As well.
So that's what we need.
Football Land is perfect, because that's essentially what you guys do.
It's 98% of what we do.
Yeah.
Maybe 99.
Yeah, whittling down your clientele is perhaps not a great business model, but I love it, I admire it, I respect it, and I applaud it. But ultimately, I came up with a ride that combines my love of experiences, my love of questionnaires, and with my dislove, if that's a word, and it should be,
it is,
of leaving theme parks. So I've come up with Graham Paul's Exit Poll with Graham Paul.
Right. Good. It's good that you could get him.
I haven't had that conversation yet.
Sure.
But I have Googled his agent, and I know that he's available for bookings.
Yeah.
And I'm confident we can get him.
Yeah.
If not, you might have to put an asterisk by that bit. The ride is not dependent necessarily on getting Graham Paul. Now, should I explain who Graham Paul is for the people
Very
at home who
briefly,
may not know?
Within six sentences, yeah.
Six words.
Six words. Mm. Oh, God. Graham Paul.
Hang on, this
referee,
is
referee, bad man, three yellow cards.
Yeah, good.
Yes. I think he's internationally known. Because of the three yellow cards.
Yeah, he's the guy who made up the rules of football as he was going along at the World Cup in 2006 and issued three yellow cards in a game and became a laughingstock, but stuck it out, continued to referee for one more season and then hung up his whatever referees hang up. So he is very famously one of the most iconic referees of all time. And I, again, as a theme park nerd, I don't like that sense of ennui that you get when you have done all the best rides and you're leaving the theme park and you can hear the noise behind you just kind of fade into the distance and you're a bit very disconsolate. Sad. So I've decided to come up with something, an experience that you have to take in order to leave Football Land. And it is essentially an exit experience where you have to exit through Graham Paul. It's in the grand Football Land tradition, which is building giant replicas of people. Anuses, penises, the whole kit and caboodle. In this case, you're inside Graham Paul.
Yes.
You enter through any available orifice, be it the ear, be it the eye sockets. We're not sure whether we're going to put the eyeballs in, so his eye sockets might be open. Mouth. You could go lower down if you wanted to. Then once you get inside Graham Paul, it's essentially the Crystal Maze meets Splash Landings. So it's a water park experience. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're inside there. You have his internal organs. The heart is there, the lungs, the kidney, the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, the lower intestine, all there. Mm. It is a playground. You can splash, you can splish, you can splosh if you want. You can until your heart's content, all right? But there is a point to this. Mm. Hidden within these zones of each of his organs is a zone.
Yeah.
Hidden within these zones, you will find yellow cards.
Right.
Now, if you find three yellow cards, then you are taken to a special room. And there you go through the Graham Paul exit poll, which is a 375-page questionnaire examining your every move at Football Land that day. Questions like, did you enjoy Football Land? Yes, very yes, or most yes. And once you have finished that questionnaire to our satisfaction, because we don't like any negative feedback, we will make you retake it until we like every answer that you've given. Then you are expelled forcibly from Graham Paul through an orifice of your choice.
And is this a realistic rendition of Graham Paul, like his body? Are we going to get him for a full scan so that we can like realistically go through his penis, you know, to scale, obviously? Also, is he upright and walking around the animatronic Graham Paul, or is he sleeping like in the recovery position?
Like, I sort of see him as like a bear skin rug, right? like that with his sort of and you almost, you know, it's so tempting to just climb up on Graham Paul's chin.
Yeah.
And just climb into him.
Yeah.
Just climb into him.
I think through the mouth. Yeah. Or up the nose.
Up the nose.
See, it's important that you put the eyeballs in there, Anthony, because I did think if it was a giant, and presumably naked, this is football land after
naked.
All.
He's got to be naked.
So, there's no reason for him to be clothed.
No.
He's why would he be? It's
well,
just
it would
wasting
date
money.
Him. It would date him because you'd have to keep putting like the current referee's kit on him. So it's better to be naked because you cannot date a naked man.
It's perfect. So he's lying there. He's reclining on a giant bearskin rug, I'm guessing.
No, he is the bearskin rug.
He is the bearskin rug.
How he poses. I can imagine snow on Graham Pohl's sort of naked back during Christmas time. I know we're in Qatar, but just imagine seeing the first flakes of snow fall onto his naked bum crack.
And that's when we know it's Christmas. When's it Christmas, Daddy? When the first snow falls on Graham Pohl's bum crack, little Timmy.
When you were saying you were going through the eyes, I thought the tear ducts was an obvious entry point, which I imagine we didn't see him crying, but I imagine there was a fair bit of crying going on
in his hotel room.
Maybe the bedroom as well when he got home, maybe in his shed, maybe in his car, going for a car wash. Just tears at all times. And so they would be very slippery. And so I would say, going through almost like you're being expelled, you know, people, you're clambering up. There's quite often those sort of scenes.
You're fighting against it.
You're trying to get in the tear duct, but the tears just keep coming out. He's probably still not stopped crying.
Kind of a bit like the Travelator in Gladiators at the end when they have to clamber up the backwards escalator that's flat, like the backwards airport Travelator, but it's at a 45 degree angle for those of you in countries that didn't have Gladiators.
Or angles.
Where these cards inside are they in rooms akin to like Funhouse where you've got to ransack the whole room in his aorta in his knee?
There's one in a ventricle somewhere. I'm not quite sure which one.
And are they randomly placed at the beginning of the day in a different place?
This is the beauty of it. They are randomly placed, randomly generated. Otherwise, it would be too easy. People would know. Soon word would get around. People would be on the football land Reddits and they'd be telling each other, hey, go straight for the kidneys.
Absolutely,
no.
Yeah.
We have to keep it interesting. We have to keep it people guessing where these yellow cards are going to be.
And the beauty of it is it's like a hologram card. Because that means, because if you think, once again, 3 million people visiting every month, that's 3 million divided by 30 every day. You can't have physical cards.
That is a tremendous idea.
Is that, if they're holographic yellow cards, you know, to claim it, I was thinking, could they be sort of voice activated? Graham Pohl, very famously, sort of his excuse was the Australian accent excuse, wasn't it? That he got confused because it was Simunich and because he has an Aussie accent, is that correct? He gave the card to the Australian player instead.
Right,
that's what I believe. So maybe for you to claim the yellow card, you've got to sort of...
put on an Australian accent.
A really convincing one.
Yeah.
G'day, mate, give me a yellow card.
That's great. Yeah. Is that for the third card?
That was,
very good. You could activate the first two cards, but that third, you've got to earn it.
Yeah. Now, I love that idea, Ryan, of having to earn the yellow card. Mm. So is there a chance that we could get the patrons who are inside this giant Graham Pohl to commit acts of wanton violence on each other?
Yes.
Like maybe a two-footed challenge, maybe a full-on headbutt, something like that to really
spitting on someone.
Love it.
I think that's a straight love red, but we can make it a yellow.
Yeah.
Or if you take your own shirt off in celebration.
getting the second
yellow card. Anyone takes their shirt off, they can, So we can encourage people to strip within Graham Pohl's naked body, and then you've got naked in naked.
Oh my God.
What better way to potentially exit a theme park than to just ditch all your clothes?
Yes.
It's been such a day.
You're hot. You're from Newcastle. You need those togs off.
But you know, it's a bit like celebrating. Well, it's been such a great day, and it's just you're going to get punished. You know you're going to get a yellow card, but you can't stop yourself, can you? And so you know there's a good chance the Qatari police are going to frown on this very deeply once you get through the gates and on the Steve Highway back to Doha.
Yeah,
but it's a risk. It's a risk you've not even considered.
No.
The fun is so infectious. Yes. And you get in there and you just, I've had a tough day. Some of my friends have died. That's not gloss over that. But it's been a fun day, and yeah. I feel like a naughty boy who wants to be punished inside Grand Hall.
All right, I think I'm ready to vote on this. What about you, Ryan? I think we're ready to vote.
I just wondered if there were any other polls we could get in. We like sometimes multi-layered levels, don't we?
We do. Mm.
But the only other poll I could think of was Pol Pot. And
yeah.
We probably don't want to get him involved.
I don't think there's ever been any moment where you thought, do you know what would improve this? Pol Pot.
It really takes it to the next level. Yeah. Oh my god.
No, we'll keep that on the back burner. Yeah. We'll think, any other polls we can add in. But for now, I can't, certainly not Pol Pot. Okay. All right then. Let's have a vote. All in favour of Chris Hewitt's exit poll. Say aye after three. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Congratulations, Chris. You must be absolutely delighted.
I am elated. I am over the moon. I cannot wait to tell Graham Paul's agent.
Footballland. That's another meeting of Footballland. You've gone bigger again.
I'm bigger again.
You're bigger again. Still small.
That was mad.
No, but I'm still small.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I like it like this.
But you look big to me.
No.
Oh.
It's just mirrors.
Are you sat in front of one of those things on the back of a coach again?
Why do they have them?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. But yeah, it was good. I like that. That was a nice. We've covered a lot. We shrank ourselves down.
Yeah.
We went into a Zoom thing.
Yeah. Had a nice chat.
Had a nice chat. I guess that's about everything. Wow.
Okay. Please tell everyone about Football Land.
Yeah.
And like and subscribe and join our Patreon. Thank you very much.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.